1320 AM and W248 DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The snow is coming down in upstate New York. WIVB-TV's Tara Lynch has the latest with Chickawauga, east of Buffalo.
These are big flakes, but it's also wet, heavy snow. It is sticking to walls here, and it is not moving. So when you have snow like this, that means it's going to be heavy, wet tomorrow morning when you go to shovel or snowplow or snowblow. So be careful.
That snowstorm has prompted the NFL to relocate Sunday's Buffalo Bills home game against the Cleveland Browns to Detroit. Bills general manager Brandon Bean.
You always would rather play it at home, keep your routine here. That's always the first preference. But you nailed it with, you know, the local officials and the safety, you know, of our community, you know, kind of wins out on a football game.
The switch means the Bills will play back-to-back games in Detroit. They're scheduled to play the Lions on Thanksgiving. After 20 years, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is stepping down from her leadership post. CBS's Scott McFarlane has the details.
The current Democratic leadership, all in their 80s, are now making room for a new generation of leaders, potentially including Hakeem Jeffries of New York City, who could become the first African-American party leader in congressional history.
It's always good for a party to have new blood and new invigoration.
They'll have to contend with a Republican majority, which plans to aggressively investigate the Biden administration, including what they see as a politicized Justice Department, as well as the president's family.
Former Trump Organization chief financial officer Alan Weisselberg back in court Thursday in his tax fraud case. CBS News criminal justice reporter Graham Cates is following.
He has already entered a guilty plea in the case and as part of the plea arrangement agreed to testify. And if he testifies to the satisfaction of the prosecution and judge, is expected to receive 5 months in jail.
With Thanksgiving fast approaching, some families are turning to food pantries for their holiday meal. Brenda Russell is the executive director of God's Food Pantry in Kentucky.
Meat going up 25% for us. And specifically, it's adding about $10,000 to our holiday meal ticket to be able to do those meals for our families.
The pantry expects to feed 2,000 people next week. In Mississippi, the Jackson City Council has approved a temporary agreement with the EPA to find a long-term solution to the city's ongoing water crisis.
The onus is on us to get straight with them because of our violations of the Safe Drinking Water Act over the past year or so. And we needed to come together with them and find a solution that was satisfied to them and satisfactory to the city of Jackson.
Ashby Foote is the president of the city council. This is CBS News.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
Sail with American Queen Voyages, where history comes alive and discovery runs deep. Enriching adventures await in North America's mighty rivers, great lakes, oceans, and expeditions to the wilds of Alaska. Visit American Queen Voyages at aqvoyages.com, cruising North America now. Call 844-744-0794 or contact your travel professional. American Queen Voyages. Discovery runs deep.
Andy's been suffering from toe fungus for years.
I tried every drugstore product, prescriptions from my doctor, nothing worked.
And then he discovered Crystal Flush.
After just a few weeks, my fungus was gone.
The secret, its non-prescription serum contains the maximum strength FDA-approved ingredient, and the unique capsule helps balance the body's natural defense to fungus.
This has changed everything.
Crystal Flush is not available in stores, but for a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Visit crystalflush.com now. That's CrystalFlush.com. Or call 800-304-2925.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at SeizeTheAwkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance of scattered snow showers. Overnight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 18. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for snow showers, tomorrow 23, overcast skies. Cloudy, tomorrow night, chance of snow showers, 10 above. 1 to 2 inches of snow overnight through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics. And due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday Packer pregame edition. How you doing, little buddy?
Rudy, I am fantastic. Happy Friday Eve to you, Evan, on the board. Thanks for helping me out on the tech today, and Brian as well. And our fair audience, great to be with you all again.
Dominic, you're sounding sexier than ever, man.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I would point out, for the sake of our fair audience, if you're in the Richland Center area, anywhere in southwestern Wisconsin, tune it in to WRCO tonight, 7:15 kickoff. Packers playing the Titans. Dom, any early predictions?
Pain.
Who are you, Clubber Lang?
I don't know the line, man. If I knew the line, I'd tell you. You know, Packers came off a solid performance last week. And,
Hail Mary. That either is the last flickering hope of a good season, or, you know, maybe it's the turning point down. The turning point. Dom, perhaps a turning point in our nation. Nancy Pelosi not seeking House leadership in 20 years. She will not be the speaker. Apparently, Republicans have won the House. And Nancy will not be the leader of the Democratic caucus, not seeking leadership. A changing of the guard, if you will.
Yes. You know, it's been so long that Nancy's been there in leadership, it's hard to imagine the Democratic caucus without her. And I got to tell you, I've grown to respect Pelosi over the years. And really, as far as I'm concerned,
as a day trader,
the pinnacle of her leadership was the videos of her, how she handled everything during the January 6th insurrection riot, attempted overthrow of the government. I mean, she was cool. She was calm. She was collected. And she was, you know, trying to get things done. Truly a leader. And of course, a woman in such power. What a career.
A changing of the guard, obviously. And I would wonder who's up next. You know, that's an old football thing, right? Somebody goes down, somebody's up next. Who will be up next for the Democratic Party? Who's the next leader?
And Steny Hoyer House? Also, to my understanding, said he will not seek a leadership position again as well.
you know, I see, I don't want to get it wrong. I want to see Rokana. I'm not sure if it's Rokana. That might be wrong. The congressman from New York is the early leader, my understanding, for the Dems. I'm not a fan. I'm like you. You don't know the batting yeah. line, and I don't.
Come on, man.
I don't know who's going to be the next Democratic leader in the House of Representatives. I'll get back to you on that.
Well, they're going to have a vote, right? They're going to have to go through the whole process, right?
Yes, but you know how there's always a line of succession in politics. I mean, Nancy Pelosi was second to the presidency. You don't think
are
there's...
You think, are you thinking Hakeem Jeffries?
Yes, that's who, exactly who I was thinking. Thank you. Thank you for that. If little else, you helped fill in for me once.
I'm checking out, man. I'll see you guys at happy hour.
Well, it is Friday Eve, right, Dom?
That's right. That's right.
So she's not going to seek help. You know, Dom, an article, an opinion piece over at the Washington Post. Harry Bacon Jr., Nancy Pelosi's strategies were flawed. Democrats must move on from that. Now, I'm not trying to, you know, cast shade.
Come on. But I'm going to cast a little anyway.
I am a little less impressed by Nancy Pelosi's leadership. I would point out, though, you know, in the 20 years she was the leader of the House of Representatives, it's not like the Democrats had control of that House for a long period of time. And if you're... you know, legislative will is successful, presumably the voters help you retain control of the body. So anyways, let's jump in here. Not that I would cast aspersions, but let's read. With Speaker Nancy Pelosi stepping down as the leader of the House, Democrats following the Republicans winning control of the chamber, the Democratic Party should acknowledge the many shortcomings of her tenure and avoid repeating them. I would point out our phone number is 844-967-789. And Dom probably brought this to my attention. It's probably Dom's fault, but I'm going to read. Don't hold me fully accountable for what I read. Becoming the first woman to serve as the Speaker of the House is a tremendous accomplishment in a nation that has long blocked women from positions of power. And some of the right have acted in a disgraceful manner towards Pelosi. Most recently, she has been the target of at least two attempts to physically attack or even kill her. I think January 6th and then again last month when a man broke into her San Francisco home in search of her and assaulted her husband, Paul. Even aside from those incidents, many Republicans have used over-the-top and at times sexist rhetoric to demean her. So there's an understandable instinct to defend her, particularly for left-leaning people like myself and the author of this article, who generally agree with Pelosi's policy goals. But it's important to honestly and fully assess her record. In the simplest sense, Pelosi's tenure should be regarded as lackluster because the party has won the House majority in only 4 of 10 elections since she became the House Democratic leader in late 2002. The Democratic's 6th defeat under her leadership means that they will yield the power to a class of Republicans who are amongst the most radical, extreme people to ever control the chamber. It is hard to think of anyone with such a mixed record being allowed to lead a high-profile organization for 20 years, let alone considering a 21st and 22nd, as Pelosi did over the last few days. And it's not just about the Democrats' failure to win the House under leadership. Unlike even President Biden, who has only really led the party since 2020, Pelosi has been one of the chief decision makers and a prominent figure for the Democratic Party for the entire past two decades. Over that span, the party has consistently lost elections at the state and federal level, resulting in numerous terrible policies being adopted by Republicans while good ones are stalled. An increasingly radical, anti-democratic Republican Party already dominates much of the country and could win control of the entire federal government in 2024. Almost no one in the United States has had more opportunities to stop the rise of the Republicans than Pelosi, considering that Republican strength or tenure cannot be viewed as successful, Don.
Trudy Pelosi herself wasn't on the ballot in the districts that Democrats lost this month, nor was she, say, the party's political presidential nominee in 2016. And several other congressional Democratic candidates have long been in top leadership position despite lackluster results for the party. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Senate Majority Whip Richard Durbin, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, and House Majority Whip James Clyburn. Hoyer announced Thursday he would be leaving the party leadership, as I mentioned. But Pelosi has been at the helm longer than Schumer and in a more powerful role than Clyburn or Hoyer. She has been a defining figure in the creation of today's Democratic Party, which has four major flaws that led to consistent electoral and policy failure. Excessive caution, an over-reliance on centrism, a brand that is little more than we are not as bad as the Republicans, and a weak organization at the local and state level. Pelosi's failures stem in part from overlearning from her first major success as party leader. After the 2004 elections, when Republicans won the House, Senate, and presidency, Pelosi and then-Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid were in charge of a Democratic Party that was divided and listless. For the 06 elections, the two Democratic leaders recruited centrist and even conservative candidates to run in purple and red areas. They opted against pushing an innovative policy platform in favor of a strategy of focusing largely on the foibles of George W. Bush and congressional Republicans.
Well, that was an obvious target, man. I mean, Bush was pretty obvious. I'm not going to hold that against her.
The Democrats flipped both the House and Senate. It's not clear whether they won in 2006 because of the Pelosi-Reid strategy or simply because of the Iraq War and Bush's attempt to partially privatize Social Security irritated voters. Either way, it became Democratic orthodoxy that the way to win was a combination of promoting bland policy ideas that polled well, nominating centrist candidates, and emphasizing the errors of the Republicans over the Democrats' own vision. Pelosi herself aggressively enforced that orthodoxy. She was the most powerful figure in determining which candidates ran in House races and which political operatives directed their campaigns. And through her weekly news conferences and other public remarks, she shaped broader party strategy. Only a few months after Rep. AOC and other members of the squad were elected in 18, Pelosi started criticizing them as impractical and overly focused on media attention, making clear that she was hostile to the progressive movement in the party and that other Democrats should be as well. She constantly argued that Democrats should emphasize policies such as guaranteeing Americans were not denied health insurance because of pre-existing conditions, even as repeated election defeats for Democrats showed that focusing on economics and healthcare alone did not galvanize voters.
Dominic, a couple of the bullet points here by the author, let's go over them. Running on "we are not as bad as the Republicans" is a great strategy when a Republican president is in office pushing unpopular things. But in the absence of a Bush or a Trump in the White House, it's not enough. Democrats won the House under Pelosi's leadership only when a Republican president was in office and unpopular, 06, 08, 18, and 22. And centrism alone isn't sufficient either. While Pelosi was banishing the squad in 19 and 20, the more centrist members she was aligned with were often running bland campaigns. Many of them were defeated, so the Democrats lost ground in the House 2 years ago, even as they flipped the presidency and the Senate. In the run-up to this year's elections, Pelosi was again urging Democrats to focus largely on so-called kitchen table issues. Thankfully, others in the party ignored her and campaigned on abortion rights, democracy, and other issues, in addition to the economy. Meanwhile, Pelosi ally Rep. Sean Maloney, Dem from New York, became the rare figure leading the party's campaign arm who lost his own seat. Ugh. New York Democrats leaned into left-bashing and centrism, and they lost four seats now. In that state, that is a big reason why the party won't get a majority in the House. That's not all going to be. No, Bash and Nancy has certainly been a capable leader in many ways. Legislatively, she can whip some votes. But her policies have not led us to the promised land. And, you know, Super Bowl or bust, baby.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is really sad for America.
All right. See you later.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, That's design.garden.
My husband said to give our house more curb appeal, so I started painting. Then I went on Google and looked up the meaning of curb appeal. It said to make it more nicer. So I called Replacement Window Center, and they put in new replacement windows.
Get free installation and 0% financing for 18 months. Free installation and 0% financing. Hurry, call now.
Replacement Window Center. Our name says it all.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies overnight with a chance for scattered snow showers. Lowest dip down to about 19. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 26. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 15. A dusting of snow overnight with another inch Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Hey, and we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the 420 break. You can join us on the phones today, of course, toll free, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I'm trying to find an accurate line on tonight's game in case, you know, you want to line them up. It appears to be it is Packers minus three. Packers minus three against the Titans. Titans are 6-3, man. Packers had one lucky win against the Cowboys.
Ah, Packers at home minus three. That's a push, man.
So you're taking Tennessee. I'll put you down for them. Titans?
Minus, sure.
Titans minus three.
Yes.
We'll discuss off air.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, I feel like I'm not giving Nancy Pelosi her due. She certainly had things to say today. I'd like to share some of that with the audience. And also, I feel a little embarrassed. So, you know, there's a little article. Who is Hakeem Jeffries? I mean, Crudy couldn't even remember his name with any sort of immediacy or alacrity. Well, so I've got a little article on Hakeem Jeffries. We could get to know him a little bit, Don, but what was your thought?
Well, I wanted to get to some of the former speaker sound, Nancy, yes, letting everyone know she's, although she's staying in the House, she will not be running for leadership positions. Evan, doing all the hard work.
I second that emotion, Dom.
let's hear what the speaker had to say. Cut number one, please.
While we will have our disagreements on policy, we must remain fully committed to our shared fundamental mission. To hold strong to our most treasured democratic ideals, to cherish the spark of divinity in each and every one of us, and to always put our country first.
Is Nancy
seems
calling
like she's to ripping on the Republicans there a little bit?
Make America great again or something?
let's keep going. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, not seeking the leadership to cut to.
With great confidence in our caucus, I will not seek re-election to Democratic leadership in the next Congress.
And that's about when Crudy's phone started blowing up today, Dom.
Well, I got to tell you, man, at 82 years old, it's about time, man. I mean, we need to constantly bring up new leaders and groom them as best we can. And when you have, you know, older folks hanging out of the baton, they're going to have to, you know, pry it out of their cold, dead hands. You know, that's a little too long. So
Dom, she's a youthful 80.
Youthful 82. I know. I hope I'm like that when I'm 82. Cut number three, please, Evan.
With these elections, the people stood in the breach and repelled the assault on democracy. They resoundingly rejected violence and insurrection, and in doing so, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
I mean, I don't know about resoundingly, you know, come on, man. We still have Senator Johnson got reelected. We got the Van Orden out in the La Crosse area, man. He was there, man. He lied about where he was. He's an insurrectionist. Lots of the insurrectionists ran. Lots of deniers got elected. So I'm not clear it was that big of a repudiation.
Truth, justice, and the insurrectionist way, Tom.
You know it, baby.
Coverage on Derek Van Orden, your insurrectionist buddy from the 3rd CD, the congressman-elect, Washington Post, did a little story about him today. See
oh,
that
really?
One? Yeah, we should maybe get to that as well.
We'll get there. We'll get there. Let's give Nancy her due serving California. Cut number four, please, Evan.
There is no greater official honor for me than to stand on this floor and to speak for the people of San Francisco. This I will continue to do as a member of the House, speaking for the people of San Francisco, serving the great state of California, and defending our Constitution.
Let's play cut number five.
My colleagues, I stand before you as Speaker of the House, as a wife, a mother, a grandmother, a devout Catholic, a proud Democrat, and a patriotic American, a citizen of the greatest republic in the history of the world.
It's time for a new generation. Amen, sister. Cut six.
For me, the hour has come for a new generation to lead the Democratic caucus that I so deeply respect. And I'm grateful that so many are ready and willing to shoulder this awesome responsibility.
Yeah, now who wants to step into that void, right? Instead of like, hey, where's Nancy? It's, hey, where's Hakeem? Hakeem! You know what I mean? Whoever it's going to be, the Republicans are going to hate on him anyway. A few more from Speaker Pelosi, no longer seeking the House leadership, but will stay in Congress. Cut number seven.
I believed then, as I believe today, this is the most beautiful building in the world because of what it represents. The Capitol is a temple of our democracy, of our Constitution, of our highest ideals.
And as she mentions, her husband, Paul, remember the guy that Mega tried to murder with the hammer? Yeah, guess a couple weeks ago. Not really that old of news. Let's hear what she had to say about her husband, cut eight.
For my dear husband, Paul, who has been my beloved partner in life and my pillar of support, thank you. We're all grateful for all the prayers and well wishes as he continues his recovery. Thank you so much.
And Speaker Pelosi, final comments today, cut nine.
Thank you all. May God bless you and your families, and may God bless, continue to bless our veterans and the United States of America. Thank you all so much.
There she is. Soon to be former Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced today she is retiring, not from the House of Representatives, will continue to represent California in her San Francisco district, but as a House leader, when January comes, she will be done. And it will be time for, what, Speaker Kevin McCarthy? They still got to vote on that, don't they, Dom?
Yeah, I mean, they're in disarray. Good luck with that, Republicans.
You know, I was reading a little bit of her resume, you know, just the Wikipedia style, but raised in the Baltimore area, she's been married to Paul Pelosi since really they graduated college. It's a long marriage.
Wow, yes.
And anyways, her greatest legislative move or piece she shepherded through, I would say, had to be the ACA.
Obamacare. Yeah, no question.
So she has legislative accomplishments. I bet you Kevin McCarthy will have none.
Come zero. Back.
More devils, you on the phones, perhaps. Do you love her? Do you hate her? Nancy Pelosi, soon to be.
Stop surfing the dial. You found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Ahoy, Wisconsin. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, a new Native American theme show live weekdays from 6 to 7 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7. Each day, activists and newsmakers will provide updates on protecting Mother Earth. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. We invite all people to walk hand in hand with our struggles, victories, and achievements. Join us for our Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake weeknights at 6 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7.
I lived alone and was having problems with my landlord. He's a creep. One night I'm watching TV and I hear my landlord letting himself in.
Hey, get out. You can't keep coming in.
I'm just here to fix your fridge and spend some time together.
Get out. I'm reporting you.
Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. If you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair Housing. The law is on your side. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, we're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. So the police should be reaching out to this community. And this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
The mission of Paralyzed Veterans of America is clear. Accessibility. Veterans who have served and sacrificed the best of themselves deserve access to the best our country has to offer. Access to meaningful employment. Access to the veterans' benefits they've earned. Accessible homes and vehicles. And access to every part of their communities. With PVA staff working inside VA hospitals, no other veterans organization has provided more real-time, ongoing support for paralyzed veterans and their families. PVA is proud to serve veterans across all branches, all generations, and all conflicts. Our nation's heroes fought for your independence. Join PVA in fighting for theirs at pva.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance of scattered snow showers. Overnight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 18. Westerly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for snow showers, tomorrow 23, overcast skies. Cloudy, tomorrow night, chance of snow showers, 10 above. 1 to 2 inches of snow overnight through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
Your mind for a moment.
He's poised to succeed Pelosi as leader of the House Democrats. He's a political liberal, a former corporate lawyer, and an exceedingly careful tactician who rose to the pinnacle of power representing some of the nation's most iconic black neighborhoods. If Mr. Jeffries secures his ascent in the coming weeks, he would become the first new House Democratic leader in two decades and make history. No black politician has ever led a House or Senate caucus or either party. His elevation will also further consolidate power in his home borough of Brooklyn, where Mr. Jeffries represents a plurality black district and lives less than a mile from the Senate Democratic leader, Chuck Schumer. Jeffries, he's 52 years old, currently the House Democrats' fifth-ranking leader, helped craft the messaging plan, heavy on pocketbook issues like health care and taxes, that Democrats used to reclaim the majority in 2018. He was a vehement critic of Trump, whom he once called the Grand Wizard of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, in a reference to the KKK. He was also appointed by Pelosi as one of the House prosecutors during Trump's first impeachment trial. He quoted from Biggie Smalls, a fellow Brooklynite, during the trial. And in many ways, he and Ms. Pelosi have little in common.
That's him right there from the trial.
And if you don't know, now you know.
I forgot about that.
Now you know.
I was just going to mention.
A little bit more here. Let me just a little bit more. Be patient. Be patient. Now let you get at it, Crudy. The daughter of a congressman and former mayor. In many ways, he and Pelosi have little in common. The daughter of a congressman and former mayor, she commands vast personal wealth and came to embody the progressive social politics of her adopted hometown, San Francisco, in stilettos. She's a master legislator who has helped pass landmark legislation for two decades. He, Hakeem, is the son of a middle-class social worker and caseworker for New York City who still lives in the heart of black Brooklyn and often pairs suits with sneakers. Outside of bipartisan federal sentencing reform, his own legislative record is relatively thin, but they do share key qualities. Both enjoy the widespread confidence of colleagues, have shown a willingness to check the most aggressive left-leaning factions of the party, and have earned reputations as disciplined messengers. Without ever declaring his desire for the job, Jeffries appears to have more or less cleared the field of potential competition in recent months. On Thursday, he declined to publicly discuss his future, repeatedly directing attention back to Ms. Pelosi, whom he called leader for the ages. We'll see what happens as we move forward, but now is the moment to celebrate. Before winning a seat in Congress in 2012, Jeffries served for 6 years in the New York State Assembly. He has also been a corporate lawyer for CBS and Paul Weiss, and once considered running for mayor of New York City. He's married to a social worker and has two sons.
844-967-2789. The big news, Nancy Pelosi will no longer lead the Democratic Party on the House. Hakeem Jeffries apparently next up. And the Packers will not be playing out on normal TV. So I know that's distressing to some, but probably not Rich in Arizona listening to us. How you doing, Rich?
Hey, Rich.
I just want to say that the Speaker of the House does not necessarily mean they have to be a member of the House, which means that you be the next Speaker of the House.
I would like to nominate Dom. Rich, are you with me?
No, on the condition that you got to get rid of your red hat and you got to dress up in a three-piece suit, and so you can be the next Speaker of the House.
A three-piece suit? How about just a suit?
Sport coat, jeans, Chuck Taylors,
sneakers.
I could do the Hakeem Jeffries thing. Hey, Rich, what about and I know that this is so far flung, but our buddy Bill Press says there's no way Kevin McCarthy will ever be speaker. He's got too many enemies in his own party. Only has to bleed about three. We know it's not going to be Nancy Pelosi. She'd be far too divisive. But what about an outsider like outgoing Representative Lynn Cheney? I mean, could you see her running for Speaker of the House? I mean, she wouldn't get Kevin McCarthy's vote, but I bet she'd get about 215 Democratic votes. And, all she'd have to do is get about five Republicans, Rich. And Liz Cheney could be your, I might have said Lynn, but Liz Cheney could be your Speaker of the House. What do you think about that idea, Rich?
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea because I think she's a good moderator between the Republicans and the Democrats.
Well, the problem, well, I'd like to think that, Rich. Thank you, sir, for listening. You know,
thanks,
she's still pretty
Rudy, that's a terrible idea.
Terrible idea. Okay, fair enough. It's not our house anymore. I mean, we know, and we'll talk in just a minute, Dom, about some of the agenda of these Republicans. You know, still drunk with newfound one vote power, Dom. You know, slim margins, but they'll have what? Subpoena power? They'll have the gavels. The nature of the political discourse in this nation is terribly for the worse because the Republicans now control the investment of the House of Representatives. And you see Chairwoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's laying claims to like the House Oversight Committee. Nobody told her no yet, so she thinks it's hers.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
who's heading the
that's
judiciary
what happens
committee?
When you win a majority in the House, you know? I mean, so yes,
Jim
we're expecting it. We know how Marjorie Taylor Greene is. We know how these Republicans are. And now that they will not have, you know, they won't be in the minority, they will be in a slim majority, their actions will be available for all to see on a grand scale. And I fully expect them to fail miserably and get their asses handed to them in 2024. And if nothing else, at least we're going to see how they are, man. You see how they act, what their priorities are, and it's not going to go well for them because I don't think they're really in tune with the majority of Americans on so very many issues.
Dominic, I don't know if you heard me. You were still talking. I was so rude to interrupt. But you know who's going to head up the Judiciary Committee, right? Jim Jordan.
G.Y.M. Jordan?
That guy. So when I talk about the tone of the House changing significantly, that's part of it because they've already told us what their priorities are. The House Republicans vowed to investigate Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and the family's business deal. That is their not kitchen table issues. Not what can we do for the American people. It's how can we get a pound of flesh out of Joe Biden's ass? How can we damage the family name? How can we tarnish him? So, you know, he's damaged goods for the 2020.
It's really interesting that Jim Jordan, you know, would be trying to damage other people's reputation. Jim Jordan. Does Jim Jordan know who Jim Jordan is?
Or what a bad reputation he has? Dom, CNN reporting, after clinching the majority in the House of Representatives in the midterm elections, top Republicans on Thursday outlined a broad range of investigative targets focused on President Joe Biden and his family's business. Here's a quote from in the 118th. This committee will evaluate the status of Joe Biden's relationship with his family's foreign partners and whether he is a president who is compromised or swayed by foreign dollars and influence, according to Rep. James Comer, right? Comer, like Comer, like rhymes with Gomer, maybe?
Like Homer, Kentucky. But Comer.
Homer, the top Republican on the House Oversight. I want to be clear. This is an investigation of Joe Biden, and that's where this committee will focus in the next Congress. Dom, in the wide-ranging news conference flanked by GOP Rep. Jim Jordan, who's expected to become the chair of the House Judiciary Committee and other Republicans on the Oversight Committee, Homer, said Republicans have made connections between the president's son, Hunter Biden, and the president that they believe requires further investigation. You know, let's cast some mud here. Let us start digging a little bit more. Hunter Biden and the president, they believe requires further investigation. Comer rhymes with Gomer said his team has spoken with multiple whistleblowers who say they were involved in schemes involving the Biden family, reviewed Hunter Biden's laptop, and received previously unknown. Now, Comer rhymes with Comer is specifically zeroing in on more than 100 bank activity reports known as suspicious activity that are allegedly related to the Biden family. It says that the Treasury Department has ignored repeat Republicans were in the minority, hand them over. What do Republicans do when they get a subpoena, let's say?
They ignore the subpoena. That's what they do.
Just thinking about that. As part of this investigation, Comer rhymes with Comer said, we would love to talk to people in the Biden family, specifically Hunter and Joe Biden. What is the likelihood that they're going to compel the testimony of a sitting president, in the next 2 years? Yeah, it's not going to happen. You can get Zero. Hunter Biden to sit, but you're not going to get Joe Biden.
You're not going to get Hunter Biden. I mean, he's a citizen. If he did anything wrong, there is already a DOJ investigation apparently into taxes and whether or not he was in possession of a weapon during his crack-addled days. So there's already something happening in that arena, and that will flush itself out. So, good luck with that, Republicans.
It's just interesting to me where their priorities. It's so transparent. All they care about is the next election, right? There's no governance involved. There's no planning. There's no agenda. The only agenda is damage Joe Biden. And you know what, Don? With the examples of Benghazi and, all the way back to Whitewater, all the way back to Ken Starr. I mean, our job is going to be basically what? To defend and rehash old partisan hack attacks. Joe Biden for them. Or to it, are you?
I think Joe can defend himself. The White House crew, speaking to Joe, said the investigations are politically motivated and a waste of time. Instead of working with President Biden to address issues important to the American people like lower costs, congressional Republicans' top priority is to go after President Biden with politically motivated attacks chock full of long debunked conspiracy theories. Spokesman for the White House Counsel's Office, Ian Sams, said in a statement, President Biden is not going to let these political attacks distract him from focusing on Americans' priorities, and we hope congressional Republicans will join us in tackling them instead of wasting time and resources on political revenge. A spokeswoman for the Democrats on the House Oversight Committee, Nellie Decker, said the Republicans rehashed the same partisan talking points that they have been circulating for years. Now that former President Trump is running for office again, House Republicans' top priority is attacking President Biden and his family in a desperate attempt to return Mr. Trump to power. Republicans had little ability to enforce their document request when they were in the minority, but once the new Congress is sworn in January, Republicans will gain subpoena power, a more powerful enforcement mechanism to try to compel individuals and government agencies to hand over information. Well, you see how the Republicans, that's the whole thing, right? So Republicans, when they're asked for stuff, they fight it, they ignore it, they take it to court.
You are not entitled to my testimony, says Mike Pence.
right. But now they expect the Democrats to fulfill the will of a legitimate subpoena from Congress?
Good luck with that. I mean, really, I think Hunter Biden is more readily compelled than Joe. I think there's plenty of executive branch kind of stuff. I mean, if Trump wasn't testifying, Joe Biden ain't gonna testify. Come back with us. Testify right here on the phones. 844-967-2789. More devils. Sexier than ever.
Cause I went from negative to positive and it's all
good.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
To really understand how critically important a time this is, time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
I love this song! I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies overnight with a chance of scattered snow showers. Lows around 19. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 26. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 15. A dusting of snow overnight with another inch Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Always love it when you join us on the phones. You can anytime at 844-967-2789.
Higher Love, I thought he would have played that around 420, Dom. Well, Steve Winwood. Play it. Play the hits of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Dom, talking about the 70s, 80s, and 90s, I got some breaking news. Wisconsin's Secretary of State, for the last 44-ish years, has declared glorious victory today.
Yes!
Doug La Follette declares victory in the Secretary of State race that remains too close to call. Well, apparently
fighting
not for
Doug
him.
La Follette.
Bill Glauber reporting over at the Journal Sentinel, this newly posted, longtime Wisconsin Secretary of State, longtime, that's the nicest way you can put it. A longtime Wisconsin Secretary of State, Doug La Follette, declared victory today in his latest race for the position more than a week after Election Day, according to the paper, with the contest still too close to call. But La Follette's challenger, Republican Amy Loudenbach, won't concede and said her rival statement doesn't change anything. A lot of people were getting exacerbated that it had gone more than a week and I hadn't said anything, La Follette told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. After looking at all the numbers, Waukesha County came in, and I decided, okay, we won the election. Let's go. Dom, in her statement, Loudenbach said, it's just another attempt by him to mischaracterize this race by framing my platform as his own. Come on, nobody's stealing your crazy-ass platform, right. Loudenbach.
Come on.
By framing my platform as his own while making a failed and completely inappropriate accusation of corrupt influences. My team and I will continue to await the final results of the canvas. And Dom, unofficial results show Doug La Follette leading by 7,660 votes. There's more people in that list than right now. Out of more than 2.5 million votes cast. Probably less than that. La Follette made his move as canvassing of results was underway. The deadline for the chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission to certify results, December 1, La Follette said he had not been in contact with Loudenbach. It's understandable, he said. It's very close. She has the right to ask for a recount, which I understand. La Follette was first elected, Dom, when I was just a wee crudy of four. He was elected in 1974 and served a single term before mounting an unsuccessful challenge for lieutenant governor. He won the 1982 race for Secretary of State and has served continuously in the position during his tenure. Most of the office's duties have been peeled away. The office kept the great seal of the state of Wisconsin, and following the 2020 election, some Republicans sought to convert the office into an election oversight position, which is a nice way of saying they were going to fuel, what, overturning elections from the Secretary of State's office.
Only the elections that Republicans lost, I'm sure.
No, of course. I didn't hear Ron Johnson calling for a recount, did you?
No, strange how that is. None of that. Does he get his retainer back from his attorney?
Jim Troupas? No, think of that as just, money well earned.
Think of it as a payoff.
Well, if your initial thought, just an opinion expressed on the radio that, effectively, Rojo was trying to pay off the key witness, Jim Troupas, by hiring him and creating a shield of attorney-client privilege, Dom. Well, while I think you're probably right on track, we don't know that for sure, Z.
Well, we can make, you know, wild assumptions.
The wilder the better, right?
Well, isn't especially that the way knowing, Republicans, you know, do how it? Ron Johnson has behaved, and knowing he's a full-on MAGA, knowing Troopas was the guy that called him to, you know, put forth these fraudulent electors to the vice president. Yeah, they're all in, and hopefully this will be unwound at some point, but I guess he's elected again.
My prediction, Amy Loudenbeck would call the race for Amy Loudenbeck.
You think?
If given the opportunity, if she were awarded the office, she would call the office for herself and willingly overturned the voice of the voters here in the state of Wisconsin. That was her platform, right?
That's my understanding.
That person, I'm the chosen one. I will overturn the will of the voters for my voters, the more important voters. Kind of remember Scott Walker, how he governed, you know, 50 plus one. Never governed for the state of Wisconsin. Always governed just for the base. Well, that was your campaign, Loudenbeck. There was no mass appeal there. The only reason this thing's even close is because Doug got primaried by an overambitious political consultant from Milwaukee. Oh, yeah, and the candidate he told to run.
844-967-2789. Well, and I tell you what, if, you know, if she has the opportunity, Loudenbeck, to do the recount, I'm not sure, it has to be within a certain margin that she has to pay for it, right?
Well, yes. It would have to be a very tight margin. Didn't we make Jill, what, the Green Party candidate?
Jill Stein.
I almost said Steinhaus.
Joey! But that also changed. Didn't Scott Walker reduce the percentage of the margin, which kind of put it out of reach for him to hit the free recount? He would have to pay for it when he lost?
Well, the margin of victory in the first, well, the only time Walker lost the gubernatorial election was about 31,000 on under 3 million votes. And the margin of victory was greater than 1%, but 7,000, 76,000, 7,600 votes out of over 2.5 million cast. Yes, that probably statistically is within the margin of recount at the taxpayer's expense. Now, the fact that, where are you going to pick up? I mean, we've gone through a couple of recounts here, right? Anybody find 7,600 votes? The only one to find 7,600 votes was Kathy Nicholas in Brookfield at home on a thumb drive. That, and, you know, there was that very ambitious, aspirational phone call from the former president down to the Secretary of State of Georgia. I just need 11,780 votes. You know, that may play in future history as well, Don. But Loudenbeck,
well, I tell you, I don't Loudenbeck, if it's within the margin, and she has that right, and she decides to do that, make that call, unfortunately, be on the probably on the taxpayer's dime, given the margin. But it just goes, once again, to reaffirm, if that happens, and that those numbers are fairly accurate, that our elections work. Our elections work, and all this was just a ruse, people. You too, Loudenbeck, you Republicans and the MAGAs. This was all just a hack job from a guy who knew he was going to lose because he was a loser. Get in, losers. We're going losing. Donald Trump. So if it comes down to a recount, I'm all for it, man, because I have confidence that those initial numbers will be very accurate.
Dominic, I got more breaking news of a Packer variety. Randall Cobb has been activated from the IR for tonight's game against the Titans. Uh-oh. Sure you don't want to reconsider?
It might be 3.5 now, Curdy.
It might be. Also, we've got another candidate considering a run in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. That is the next race, perhaps the most important race of your life. A conservative. You're going to know this person. We'll tell you about it in the next hour. The Happier Happy Hour. Come back with us. You're listening to the greatest radio show ever, Devil's Advocates. You knew that.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids, and I've got a good job.
Bye, Mom.
See you, Mom.
A pretty important job. Because of my family and my job, I really care about this neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood. Yes, there's some crime. And when I drive to work, like now, I realize that some people here don't trust the police. So the police should be reaching out to this community, and this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, that this department is reaching out to the community. And the community is doing its part. We're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. This is how we can all be safer. Get involved. Start the conversation.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM. New-